The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. Bucks get a victory last night as well, 118-111. And when I say as well, we were talking earlier this morning about Wisconsin women's hockey winning the national title. A 1-0 game over Ohio State, which was the one seed. It's a very big day for fans of the women's Badgers hockey program. But obviously,
got to beat Minnesota on the way there, too.
Yeah, that's a feather in your cap for sure. But obviously, one of the big stories in all of sports, and you're going to continue seeing this covered until things get wrapped up, is Aaron Rodgers to the New York Jets, which right now feels like a formality. It just feels like it's a matter of time. It's one of those when instead of if situations. And yet, it does feel like there is a floating deadline here, a moving deadline. We talk about moving goalposts when it comes to certain things when you're having a conversation. I don't know what the deadline is, and I think it varies from person to person, from side to side. You okay over there, Adam Schefter?
No. Yeah, good.
Okay. Drink some Mio. It's right there.
I think that's the problem.
You want some of my water?
Yeah, I'm good.
You got a little tequila in the Mio this morning or what?
No, I got my filters changed, though. After 5 years.
Euphemism?
What?
Is that like a colonoscopy or something? What is that? You got your filters changed. What does that mean?
To the water thing.
Oh, literally.
The tap water in your house.
Yeah.
That was okay. A euphemism, then I was going to laugh about it later. What were we talking about? Rodgers. Yes. Deadlines. What were you going to say?
Floating soft, because it feels like the draft would be the next actual deadline. And what are they? He kind of repeats himself a lot on social media, but he repeats himself a lot because it's all true. It's just everything becomes cyclical, and that's Andrew Brandt in that deadline spur action. But I'm not sure if the draft is an actual deadline. Sure, it's a deadline if the Packers want a first-round pick or second-round pick in this year's draft to start improving their team for 2023. But also, if they wait, it's not that big of a deal for them if they wait until after the draft, because if they trade Rodgers after June 1st, there's still like a benefit to that in terms of spreading out the cap hit over 2 years instead of absorbing all $40 million this year.
Yeah, but did they cave just to get rid of him? So it's not a distraction. So
I
this
feel
doesn't
like that would have already happened
on.
if that were the deciding force, if that were the thing that we're going to determine, wouldn't it have already happened? Wouldn't you have been like, bye bye, go ahead?
Depends how hard the Jets are going to stick to whatever they think. I mean, caving would be taking a second-round pick, right?
Yes. And even caving for the Jets would be giving up a first-round pick.
Even though the majority of general managers who have talked to people, whether it's Tom Silverstein, whether it's at our guy Jason Wilde, a lot of the general managers are saying second-round pick. Second-round pick is realistic for Aaron Rodgers. One of the conversations and narratives I saw a lot on social media this weekend, guys, was this idea of, you're going to tell Aaron Rodgers that he's not worth a first-round pick? Good luck.
But that's because Russell Wilson stinks, and that whole thing blew up. If Russell Wilson had a Pro Bowl year, they don't win it all, but he looked like Russell Wilson of old, then they're getting a first-round pick.
Wait a minute. Let me see if I follow you on this. You're saying that because Russell Wilson didn't hold up his end of the donkey in the deal that Seattle made with Denver.
Sure.
Now the Packers are paying the price of that?
Yes, a little bit, I think.
But Roger, I don't think anybody thinks Rodgers and Wilson are in the same category.
No, just because Rodgers is quite a bit older, but you take Rodgers all day long.
100%, that's what I'm
trying to
say.
Instead of Russell Wilson.
I'm saying even an older, we don't know if we're getting him for more than 1 year, Rodgers, I think, is better than Russell Wilson last year.
The biggest deal is you don't know how long Aaron Rodgers is going to play for. Even if you get let's say the Jets, he told us he was going to play for 2 years.
Because he's he's a Jag, and you know you're getting a Jag. If he was, straight-laced, great Peyton Manning, hey, I'll play for the next 3 years, then sure.
Yeah.
But then that's where how you cover yourself. You're like, all right. And at the end of the day, I think this is how it's going to go down. They're going to say, all right, second-round pick. And a third-round pick. The third is conditioned on if he plays for you the
next
following
year.
Or there's going to be something along those lines. Maybe it's another second-round pick. But he's the one that brings the problems
on. Would you
on.
Take more picks in exchange for the not getting a first-rounder? Because if first rounder is the sticking point for Green Bay, and look, I get it. I get it. Green Bay is like, no, we know that he's a future Hall of Famer. You guys want him real bad. We want that pick this year so we can build our team. More saying, picks or the first?
I don't know. Would you take two twos instead of a one? That 13 is very enticing,
I mean,
though.
It is, but the next pick is a 43, I believe.
I mean, I usually feel a little bit better after I take two twos versus a one.
Yeah, but you know how I always said, though? Lord. I always said that.
Sometimes you had a big Chinese meal and you got
to
go.
Go exactly as you wanted it to if you got to do two twos.
What you're telling me, that's never happened to you? Where you kind of feel like you have unfinished business and you know you're going to have to come back later?
Are you talking about pooping or what are you doing here? I mean, what are we doing? Are you?
I love that you're the one going, what are we doing here?
What the hell? Where's the, seriously
where's
talking
the
about
hail
football?
Again? Good grief.
Because these GMs always say, all right, there's eight special kids in a draft.
Yeah.
And the rest are just kind of there.
It doesn't it feel like there's a pretty big gap between 13 and 43? Doesn't that feel sizable?
Yes. Yeah.
To me, that's where I'm sitting here. If I'm Brian Gutekunst, I'm going, nah, I can't do it, man. I can't do it. So what is your deadline? If you're a loyal listener, if you're a fan of the Green Bay Packers, what is your deadline? When do you want them to make this move? Again, assuming that Brian Gutekunst and company are holding pat because they want that first rounder, is it the draft? Are you one of these people who says, nah, doesn't even need to be the draft? Because I think the Packers want the draft pick to be for this year,
correct,
not for next year. So obviously, there's incentive to get it done before the draft. But let's say you don't. Then is it camp? Is it training camp? So that he can go off and not show up for his guys over at the Jets instead of potentially showing up and jamming things up in Green Bay. We do not want Aaron Rodgers showing up to training camp.
No.
Am I right?
Yes.
We have at least consensus on that.
But if it is a conditional pick, can't get another second round pick this year. They got to wait till the following year because we don't know if he's going to play or not.
As a Packers fan, no, I do not want him showing up to training camp.
But as vice president of the Schartenfarter
Club,
as a radio host, I mean, things would get pretty wild if he showed up for like OTAs and like training camp and stuff, right?
Yeah,
like things would be wild.
I've watched this movie before. I sent you guys the picture of the paper I found in my garage cleaning out one of my old bins, and it was the 2008 August 3rd for immediate release statement by Packers president CEO Mark Murphy. 16 years after Brett Favre came to the Packers, he is returning for a 17th season, and then BTW. The passive aggressiveness from Mark Murphy in the middle of this. Did you guys read it?
Yes.
Frankly, Brett's change of mind puts us in a very difficult spot. We now will revise many actions and assumptions about our long-term future, all predicated on Brett's decision last March. You know, if he really wanted to be a Jag, he would have put decision in quotation marks to retire. As a result of his decision, we've invested considerably in a new and different future without Brett, and we were obviously moving in that direction. That's why this wasn't easy. Having crossed the Rubicon once when Brett decided to retire, it's very difficult to reorient our plan and cross it again in the opposite direction, but we will use this to our advantage. So you can just copy and paste.
Yeah.
If Aaron Rodgers decides to show up to OTAs, you almost be able to copy and paste.
Yeah, but you also
anyway.
But you also know that he doesn't want to be here. He has said he does not want to be here.
I think he wants to stick it to him any way he can.
But he's got to be careful about trying to stick it to the Packers. Because
he
was very careful about, and he still did stick it to the Packers a little bit on Pat McAfee last week. But he was very careful, and he was trying to be
calculated,
measured and calculated about the way he talked about his love of the city and his love of the fans and his love of the organization minus the front office and doing the same thing Brett did and going through with some of the support staff that's there. And if he truly means that he has a love for the city and the people and the fans of Green Bay, he can't show up to camp because he knows that puts the Packers fans in a tough spot.
Here, too, are the key dates in the Aaron Rodgers trade negotiation. Offseason program for the Jets starts on April 17th. We are under a month away from that. Then, of course, you have the NFL draft, which is April 27th. Obviously, the draft is when the Packers would like to be able to turn Aaron Rodgers into a first-round draft pick or maybe a second-round draft pick this year. Get an immediate kickback for the future Hall of Famer. May 1st is Jordan Love's fifth-year option deadline. I guess I've been under the assumption that they are going to exercise that regardless of what happens with the Aaron Rodgers thing, but maybe that forces them to do something. And then lastly, I have June 1st, the post-June 1 trade versus the pre-June 1 trade in which they save a boatload of money in order if they were to trade him after June 1st. So any of those dates jump out at you two as the date when you think this thing will happen by?
There's really two. It's the draft, but the Packers are going to be the ones that have to cave in order to get that done, I believe. And then June. But I don't know.
But that's not even a deadline. That's just like, oh, after June, now you can spread that cap hit out. It's just more of a date that's out there that it's not going to get done before then if it gets done after the draft. Like, you're going to have the 5-6 weeks after the draft, pretty much the month of May is pretty much dead
in
terms of a deal getting done.
If it doesn't get done by the draft, because Rodgers is twisting his mustache in the shadows right now, and he's probably telling the Jets, look, if they don't do this before the draft and sign me, then I'll retire, and then it's going to screw them up a little bit. I don't know.
You think he's going to tell the Jets that he's going to retire?
Remember
just
the whole scenario?
Yeah, I get that. Wouldn't that put the Jets up a creek without a paddle? Or would they be like, don't worry, guys, it's going to work out?
He knows.
like Wile E. Coyote in the Acme box.
The offense isn't a problem. The offense isn't a problem. He knows the offense. Hackett's going to run the same system.
And
it's just
Rodgers is going to have his hands in the recipe as well.
Yeah, he can't go to mini camps or anything because he's still technically under contract with the Packers.
The
Packers.
Let me add two more things here to them, because again, you've got late July, which is when training camp begins, and then of course that was like when we were joking around about people chanting Brett Favre's name and Aaron taking snaps with the ones and people not wanting him out there. Again, when we talk about the deja vu we are experiencing with what happened back in 2008, and then also September 10th, which is when the season starts. So I threw out, I think, 6 or 7 dates there. Yeah. I think we can throw out the Jordan Love one. I think we can throw out the Jordan Love fifth-year option date as a potential deadline, if you will, because I think it's going to happen regardless. The Jordan Love thing, I don't think it impacts the Aaron Rodgers timeline.
Correct.
So let's get rid of the May 1st one. June 1, June 1st, Gabe, should that be an option for a deadline or no? Because they're going to trade him, hopefully, regardless. It's just a benefit if it's after June 1 because they can spread that cap out over this year and next year.
Yeah, it's not really a deadline. It's just like that's the window where it reopens. If it doesn't happen on night one of the draft, by the way, by that time, then you might as well wait until June 1st.
Yes,
like, I don't think it's going to happen the Friday of the draft.
No.
I think the Packers are just going to wait and see if then they can get next year's first if they don't get a first this year. That's just when the window to me reopens because the deal wouldn't be happening until June 1st anyway.
So 800-990-3776, what do you think the actual deadline is? We've got April 17th, which is when the Jets offseason program begins. Got to tell you guys, not really clinging to that one. Not really hanging out with that one.
Because players aren't reporting on April 17th.
And I don't think that Rodgers had any plans to attend off-season workouts with the whatever team he was with. I really don't think it changes, even though I think it should. I don't think it changes if it's the Jets or the Packers.
Not even for spite?
Maybe spite. So again, we're going to put April 17th on there because that's when the off-season program begins for the Jets. April 27th is the first night of the draft, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that definitely has to go on there as a potential deadline. April 27th, first night of the draft. We're going to skip the May 1st because that's Jordan Love. We're going to skip the June 1st because it's, you know, the money thing. Then it's late July or whatever the first day of training camp begins. So the start of training camp. And then it's September 10th, the season begins. What do you think the actual deadline is? Guys, I don't think I can handle it being the season. I don't think I can handle these two sides digging their heels in. And I actually don't think that if I had to guess, Brian Gutekunst and Joe Douglas have made a boatload of deals over the course of their career. They've been in a jam like this, not like this, but they've been in jams before where one side wants more and the other side doesn't want to acquiesce and all that stuff. But somehow they managed to get a deal done.
Well, unless you're Brian Gutekunst, then you don't get a deal done and say, oh, no, we tried.
Right in the mix. In the mix. Hashtag in the mix. But to me, this is what Chewy was saying. To me, this is Aaron Rodgers whispering into Joe Douglas's ear, whispering into Robert Saleh's ear, don't do it. Do not fold. Do not give in. Like, they're going to acquiesce. Or they're going to fold. Let them fold. I want that first round pick. I want it for a skill position player. I want it for an offensive lineman because we've talked about how the Jets need to bolster that offensive line. That's what I think is happening here. I think Rodgers is driving the bus there, Chew, and telling Joe Douglas not to.
I agree.
But I
also think he's, like I said, twisting his mustache. Because this isn't over yet. He's going to be more covert about sticking it to the Packers instead of Brett, you know, putting on speakerphone and like, hey, Matt Millen. Yeah. Well, am I right? He's not done. You think he's just going to walk away and be like, it was a nice career? No way.
I think he is.
No way.
I think if he can do things behind the scenes, he will. I think he will be very I think he'll be very conscious of public perception. I think he'll be very conscious of, but like I said to you guys the other day, the dude goes in front of the microphone every single time with an agenda and the hope that he can keep it together and be very manicured and present well. And if you let him unspool long enough, well, then he'll start to throw people under the bus.
That's what I mean. He has to know at this point that if you do something, it's going to get out there, whether it was wanting to get traded and having that news come out before the draft in 2021, whether that's giving the Jets a wish list and going, hey, here are some players I'd like you guys to consider. Guess what happened? That got out there. If you start trying to leak state secrets to a different team in the NFC North, guess what's going to happen? It's going to get leaked.
You think he cares, though? I mean, yes. he dominated.
He obviously cares. He called Adam Schefter, a no-chin, whatever he called him. He goes after Diana Rossini, if that's her name. Clearly, you know her name, Aaron. Like, you told Schefter to lose your number. Like, yes, you. As much as you want to say you don't care, your actions on the Pat McAfee show say otherwise.
But all the work he did, and he outplayed the Packers to the nth degree with this contract.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Worked them. To where it's so crippling.
You think there's any part of that, though, too, that contributes to this? But, like, again, you want to talk about them wanting to part ways. And look, I've said this to you guys. It just, that must be how bad it got. That, again, the Packers are sitting here fighting over this, you know, picks and whatnot. But they just wanted to move on. They just were ready to turn the page. Finally, they were ready to turn the page. You think there's any part of him kind of holding their feet to the fire on that contract? Knowing that it was going to be crippling for the organization, knowing it was an albatross around their neck, that they were like, this guy? No, please, take him. Take him.
Would not surprise me one bit, Jen, at the end of the day, when all the dust is settled here and he's a Jet, for him next year to manipulate his way out of New York and get to like a San Francisco or someone just to stick it to him even more. That's what Brett did.
Yep.
And this guy's more vindictive than Brett. Brett's just dumb. Right?
It's a pretty lethal combination, vindictive and dumb.
And dumb. Should try that sometime.
Don't you?
That's a lot of work.
Ryan and McGuadigo weighing in on our ESPN Wisconsin talk and text line, 800-990-3776, saying, I want Rodgers to still be the Packers quarterback. No deal. My deadline is March 10th, 2024. Ryan doesn't understand how the game works. Or maybe he does.
No, he does
understand,
Ryan,
how the game works. 800-990-3776. What is your deadline? When do you want this thing to be all wrapped up by? We're giving you four options to weigh in on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter account.
It doesn't matter what age you are. Low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. Mentality, local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. Kevin's the founder and CEO of Mentality. He started it because he was dealing with low testosterone, didn't even know it. And that could be you. It was me. I had a lot of the same symptoms as Kevin, and I was tired, groggy, just didn't feel like myself. Couldn't get through the day with the same energy that I had even just a year or two before. And I wrote it off as, I'm getting a little bit older, doing a morning show now. That probably explains it. And no, it turns out it was low testosterone. How did I know that? It's because I went to Mentality, got the blood panel done. Within a week, they get back to you and say, hey, here are your results. If your testosterone levels are low, they let you know. And if you want to continue and have a customized treatment plan just for you, you can do that. And that's what I did. I have a customized treatment plan because it's not one size fits all when it comes to your low testosterone levels. Go to lowtusa.com. That's their website. And Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality and their low testosterone treatments at lowtusa.com.
Ben Chewy.
Gordy in Menominee Falls. Come on, Gordy. One time, you Gordy.
John Hanson.
John Hanson.
Let's go, Gordy!
Oh. Gordy, I love you, buddy.
I swear to God, I thought he was going to talk. I thought he was going to confuse it with the Henson guy from the Muppets.
On 94.5 ESPN.
I made a mistake. I left my Celsius at home this morning. I got them stacked there in the fridge for when I need to head out to work. And this morning, I just forgot. Boneheaded. If I'd had a Celsius, I wouldn't have forgotten, because Celsius is the energy drink that I need, that you need, to stay active and energized and sharp all day long. And guys, you know what flavor was sitting on the top shelf of my refrigerator, right? There's no question about what flavor was sitting on the top shelf. And Chewy, don't you dare weigh in on this. The flavor was
watermelon.
Peach vibe.
No, what are you doing?
Watermelon vibe. Peach watermelon.
Speaking for my client.
Watermelon's the best.
You're contagious.
It's delicious.
He's contagious or something.
I have a peach vibe every morning before I hit the air for college football coverage. It keeps me going throughout the day, throughout the weekend, actually. It's the essential energy drink that I choose to stay on top of it all, and you can do the same. Find Celsius at your local Pick and Save stores or online at Amazon. Celsius energy drink. Live fit. Chewy is trying to convince us that this is a horrible time of year for sports.
Terrible.
I'm not sure you've had a worse take. I mean, the tournament alone, I feel like, carries the mantle for everything happening. If you want baseball, you've got baseball. There's spring training action. You can get excited about your squad. We're headed into opening day. Plus, you've got the World Baseball Classic going on. USA. USA.
USA.
No one cares.
I care.
No one.
I know plenty of people.
I've had fun. I've had fun watching.
Care about the baseball. Dario's been living and dying by every pitch.
Really? I'm not like that.
What is it? Is it their version of the Olympics?
It's their version of the World Cup.
World Cup.
Yeah.
Now the problem is because it's baseball and they don't know how to market themselves correctly.
Preach.
It's been very inconsistent on when they've played it, and then the pandemic kind of messed up their rhythm of when they're having it, because at first it was every 3 years and they wanted to get to every 4 years, and
then it went back to every 3 years.
Then
it was going to be 2020, and then like, well, push it off, and they didn't. So it's been 6 years since they had one.
So how much basketball will you watch now? I won't watch any till the finals, and that's contingent on who's in the finals.
We got the contest with Scalzo and Brust.
Yeah.
We got show pride on the line. I watch a lot of basketball.
And some money, potentially.
Well, that's true. The loser has to give $500 to the winner's charity of choice. I know that's probably why I didn't mention it to you guys, because asking you for money is like trying to squeeze a rock for water, but I digress.
Is that a phrase?
Rock, yes.
Squeezing a rock for water.
I've never once heard that.
Blood
that's
out
a
of
great
a stone?
Phrase.
What?
I've never once heard that phrase before in my life.
Really?
That's a great phrase, though. I'm going to use that today.
Again, we're headed into the Masters. You got golf on the television. You got XFL if you want to watch football. So they're answering all your needs. We just talked about hockey and the women's program for Wisconsin. You've also obviously got the regular hockey.
I think it's more.
NBA's wrapping up, so you're getting close to the postseason.
It's a
How close
time.
Are we there?
Oh, jeez.
The NBA postseason?
Yeah.
He's basically the kid in the back car of the back seat of the car saying,
Chewy,
are we there yet?
Chewy, you're missing out on probably the best thing. If you want to complain.
If you say MILF Manor, I swear to God.
I'm not going to say MILF Manor. That show is gross, and we are not watching that show anymore. However, Chewy, perfect time to catch up on any shows you want to watch. Perfect time
I think
right
it's
now.
More weather-related.
It was sunny this weekend.
My, your crankiness?
I don't give a
it was
crap
so cold,
about
though.
Sun.
So cold.
Give
so
me
cold.
Some heat.
Yeah.
100%. Or at least give me a light at the end of the tunnel. And I said, that's why March sucks. There's no light. It's terrible.
Right, but you also April said it was a bad time for sports, and it does feel like that's a really bad take. But it's not the worst take, Chew, that I heard this weekend, okay? You saying that this time of year is bad for sports is a bad take, I think. I think that's a bad take.
It is a bad take.
Not
Facts.
Even the worst take. The worst take I heard of all of the takes, and look, when there's basketball games going on and people are betting and whatnot, there's a lot of spewing of hot takes. The Aaron Rodgers stuff certainly has its share of hot takes as well. The worst take I heard over the weekend was this article on todayshow.com telling me that you are supposed to replace your underwear every single year.
Why?
They say for hygiene purposes. You don't know what's hanging around down there.
Yeah, I do. I mean, you don't, but I know what. I mean,
hold on. Is this just for men or are women included?
I think it's both.
Who would be worse?
That's why they have washing machines, right?
And hot water and soap and all of the things.
There's a reason I spend money on Tide.
Yeah.
Keeps
and
everything
stain
clean.
Remover.
There, I don't think I have a single pair of underwear that is a year old. Everything's more than a year old.
I guarantee I have underwear that's 10 years old.
I've got some old underwear. Yeah. Now, again, could we argue that it's time to get rid of that underwear? Sure, we could. But I'm notoriously cheap, and I don't want to do that until
I have to. What would be a reasonable threshold here? Because I think 10 years seems like a lot to me.
For underwear?
Well, let me ask you
one
this.
One to five?
Hold on. How many pairs of underwear do you have?
That's a really good question because I never seem to have enough.
Ooh, it's cruel.
I'm going to say I have, in total?
Yeah.
All the houses.
Well, no. I mean,
unbelievable.
Yeah, honestly.
Cool flex, dude.
Yeah, property and whatnot.
I'm going to say 50 pairs of underwear.
That's, but again, spread between three? Spread between three houses?
That's not a lot.
Four
houses?
That's not a lot. Three. That's not a lot.
Because you haven't moved into the new one yet.
Another one. You can add on there.
Did Lazard say something this weekend?
No, you're much more entertaining.
You want to talk Packers, so you're distracting. Hey, no, listen, 10 is low. I think 10 is low. I think you got to have at least 2 weeks. I think I probably have 30 to 40 pair of underwear.
Okay.
I'm probably capping out around 2021. Yeah, I think if I didn't do laundry for 3 weeks, I might be able to get there. Now, I may end up wearing some of the basketball, like, spandex, That you wear
the compression shorts?
Yeah. Like, I may have to dip into that in order to get to 3 weeks, but yeah, I think I'm right around.
According to Nikki Chu, underwear expert and founder of Nudie's Essentials, it's good to change out your underwear every single year.
Big Nikki Chu.
Yeah, yeah. Doesn't this feel a little like Big Undies?
What was the website?
Big Undies.
Nudies?
Nudie's Essentials.
Nudie's Essentials.
Yeah. So she says, changing your underwear frequently is critical in preventing genital and urinary infections. She says that she suggests you change your underwear out every 6 to 9 months.
That's ridiculous.
Yes. This is exactly.
After 100
systematic hot washes, the fibers in your underwear still harbor bacteria. That's what she's saying. That is crazy to me. I'm not changing. Okay, look. I know I said this.
Wait,
right.
After
you have
she
to
said
change
after
your
100?
Underwear every day. I want to be very clear on this because I don't want you guys jamming me up on this. You have to change your underwear every day. But as far as replacing your underwear, every year seems egregious. Every year seems obnoxious.
What did she say? How many
Chu
washes?
She suggests that changing your underwear every 6 to 9 months may be a good move after 100 systematic hot washes, like in the washing machine.
So
the fibers in the underwear still harbor bacteria.
I mean, how long is it? How often is this person doing laundry?
Well, yeah, twice a day.
Like,
right?
After
I did that math, right?
So
100 washes.
100 washes?
52 weeks. Oh, so twice a week.
Yeah.
52 weeks a year.
So she's doing laundry twice.
She doesn't have a lot of underwear then.
Yeah. Who's got time to do laundry twice a week? In terms of their own laundry, I'm sure you with kids, you're cycling stuff through as best as you can, but... Like, I'm doing laundry every other week.
What?
Like, yeah, I'm doing laundry twice a week.
Oh, I thought you said every other week.
Yeah, no, actually, not twice a week. Yeah, I'm doing my laundry.
Every other week?
Yeah.
Let me think about
every
it.
Every 2 weeks.
I'm doing weekly. Laundry pretty much hourly at this point.
Well, yeah, again, you have
to in my house.
Hold on. Chewy, why'd you give me that look when I say I do laundry weekly?
I almost do it daily.
Okay, you have 9 people to do laundry for.
No, he doesn't.
No, not anymore.
There's 3 in the house.
Here's the thing. This will be an interesting experiment. When I move at the end of next month, I will have a washer and dryer in my unit. Yes. I currently do not have
that.
Oh,
that's
different.
Yeah.
So I think
that's different.
Just out of curiosity, were you counting Chewy as 4 people?
Basically. I mean,
Just, again, when I read this, you guys, I had a very visceral reaction to somebody telling me that I need to be throwing away my underwear every year. Like,
that
seems wasteful.
Yeah, that's
totally wasteful. Especially given the price of underwear. Have you guys seen how much they're charging for underwear now? It's anywhere from $12 to $25 for a pair of underwear.
Ah, that's because you're a girl. You can get our stuff for like
$2
cheap.
A pair.
Yeah.
A pack of 6 for like $10.
Yeah.
You got to find the deals.
That seems unfair.
Oh, it is. Definitely unfair. But, you know.
You know, sometimes I'll get lucky and there's like a 3 for deal and it'll be like 3 for $24 or 3 for $26.
It's a solid deal.
Like that.
When the underwear no longer looks like underwear, that's when you get rid of it.
So can you wear holy underwear?
Oh, yeah.
If the holes aren't
sure.
in the crotch.
I mean, the holes, of course, have to be in strategic places.
But you can get away with it.
You can get away with it.
Yes. But there's that old thing, though, guys, and I don't know if it still exists, but wasn't there a time when parents used to threaten death? And I don't mean like, I'll kill you if you don't change your underwear. No, it was like, if the ambulance shows up, you want to make sure you have clean underwear. Wasn't that a thing?
What?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
What?
You do know what I'm talking about.
I feel like.
What?
I feel like this is a very strange threat for your parents to make for you, Jennifer.
No.
What?
There's a, I'm not making this up. There's a thing that parents used to say back in the day that was like, make sure you clean your underwear. If you get in an accident, you don't want the paramedics seeing dirty underwear or something like that. Again, this is very...
What?
No, but I remember in college... If you get in an accident and die,
yeah. I'm dead. I don't care what my underwear looks like.
To get an extra wear... to get an extra wear out of the underwear in college, you turn it inside out.
Sure, that makes sense as well.
Am I right?
Well, but then you get the bad parts on the, in like, whatever pants you're wearing.
Okay,
so... then
so...
when we used to have... You know how they had... Even with the Packers, they have that satchel... that you put all your baseball stuff into football stuff. Yeah, you run your underwear through that in college.
And so I guess I can't believe I'm asking this question, and I just know way too much about teammates, the fact that I'm going to ask this question. So what if you're someone like Ben Brust, who doesn't wear underwear famously? Do you have to change out your pants every year?
That's a good question. Are the pants harboring the same bacteria that Nudies over here tells us that the underwear is harboring? It would seem ostensibly that it is.
I'm saying that that's the contact between your genitals and whatever you're wearing. I would think you'd have to change out your pants every
year. Somebody else out there must know this phrase that I'm talking about. Something like, I'm being serious. It's something about like wear clean underwear just in case you're in an accident or something like that. And the thought process was that if you were in an accident and the paramedics were tending to you, you didn't want them to discover skid marks in your pants. Like as though that might like... They might, like, refuse
Well, that
care.
Is an accident. I mean, right.
Because
I,
you're not right? wrong. You're not wrong.
I guess the argument could always be that the accident made me have the skid marks, that it wasn't, they weren't there beforehand. There is something out there, 800-990-3776. Somebody tell me. There's something about clean underwear and accidents, and parents used to threaten, wear clean underwear in case you're, what do you got?
My mom just texted me and said, quote, unquote, it was a thing.
Really?
Thank you.
That doesn't actually help us, but you and her are on the same page, so congrats, I guess. This is what I would give that.
800-990-3776. I am telling you, there is some phrase about wear clean underwear in case you're in an accident. I don't know where it came from. I don't know what exactly it intends to what it implies. Again, as though the EMTs are going to go, ew, no.
On second thought, I'm just going to let this person bleed out. Pack everything up. We're done here.
Did you ever use your underwear to get you out of an accident?
What?
Yeah, when you're driving in the car, you got a long distance drive and don't ever trust sneezing a fart at the same time. Never?
Well, yeah, I know what you're
and
saying.
What did the underwear do?
Yeah, like,
you run into the woods and you're like, all right.
And then you leave the undies
commando.
There.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Use the undies to wipe.
Are you actually hanging on a tree?
Wow. Right. Can I end this, please?
For the next
Chewy,
person,
just,
huh?
You gotta, where do you...
But just in case.
Just tell us about Q-Club.
What do you want, a fish fry? Is that what you're trying to
do? Right now, I don't want to eat anything, but I think when you go to Q-Club of Wisconsin, you should probably have unclean pants and underwear. That's all I'm suggesting.
You would think. That's why your next hangout should be right in Waukesha. Q Club of Wisconsin is the perfect place to catch a game, play some games, grab a drink. They got bocce courts, dart boards, foosball tables, and, of course, pool tables. 10 of them. Plus, Q Club of Wisconsin has its best fish fries on Wednesdays and Fridays, and you know they pile it high. Check out the live music Saturday and stop in for brunch every weekend starting at 9 a.m. It's all happening at the Q Club of Wisconsin on North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. Visit QClubWI.com or like them on Facebook.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You can just save yourself so much time by going, okay, we like this guy, this guy, this guy. Let's take a look at all the different things he did at the Combine. I just hit my phone, and now my hand is just tingling.
What is with you two today? Jesus. Do you know how to function?
I just like...
On 94.5 ESPN.
Time to start thinking of better weather. Get ready for your outdoor running season or boost your workouts with Good Miles Running Company. They're celebrating their grand opening. It's going on now through the 26th, located in Brookfield, Greenfield, and online. Check them out, goodmilesrunning.com. Find top-of-the-line running shoes. They have Brook, Hoka, New Balance, and more. I'm going to have to visit them, so I got to make sure I get my running shoes in anticipation of potentially running a half marathon later this summer. Caller number five, caller five right now, 800-990-3776, wins a $100 gift card to Good Miles Running Company. Visit ESPNWisconsinContests.com for official contest rules.
So much reaction rolling in on the ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Wisconsin talk and text line, 800-990-3776. Unnamed chimed in the 601 saying, yes, parents said that regarding wear clean underwear in case you get in an accident. I still don't even understand what the implication is. Is the implication of the statement that the EMTs would not give you medical assistance if you had dirty drawers?
I see a little dookie in there. I'm going to pass.
This person does not deserve our help. Like, what is this? If they can't be bothered to wipe, we can't be bothered to administer CPR. This makes no sense. Like, parents actually said this to people.
I'm reaching out to sources to see if we can get some information on why.
On why they said it.
Well, plus, the paramedics, are the paramedics ripping off your pants? I feel like that's not happening until you get to the hospital, right? That's when they strip you down and throw the gown on you.
I think it depends wholly on where you're injured when accident, right? Like, if it's a top half and it's a bottom half. My dad famously, when I was a kid, we had a rope swing in the backyard, and I had swung off of the rope swing, and I came back and hit the seawall and fell into the water. Had a horrible, horrible accident, and the ambulance came and everything, and my injury was my lower back, right? My dad walks into the room, and he's like, so interesting that you guys have x-rays of her chest. Total dad move, right? Total dad move to take issue with the x-ray technicians for having a top half x-ray when he thought the injury was only on the bottom half. So to your point, I suppose they would have to cut your pants off if the accident had affected the bottom half of your body.
Sure.
I think it has more to do with clean underwear, though, no? Maybe people crapped themselves more back then.
Back in the day?
Yeah.
Or they just didn't wipe as well. You know, now we got all those nice wipes.
At your house, I'm still working out the single ply. She buys single ply by accident. Where do you think she puts it? In my bathroom downstairs.
Yeah, I mean, she's not going to wipe a single ply.
But she said she bought it by accident, so she doesn't
need
to buy the single
ply. Why doesn't she rifle through some of it? Why do I always have to have the crap? Literally. Yeah.
Are you just going Price is Right wheel with that thing and just in order to get enough to kind of, make sure you're protecting your hand with the single ply?
Most of it's at the fire pit, though.
800-990-3776.
It does sound like
it does sound like a lot of you guys have experience with this phrase. We got a caller on the line, Ashy.
Jason in Kenosha, a former EMT. You can shed some light on this, Jason.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yep, I'm here.
All right, Jason, explain it to us.
Enlighten us.
I can't tell you the etiology of the phrase, but I can tell you it's definitely a thing, and I think the concept is you don't want to be embarrassed. In EMS, our first rule when you have a trauma patient is you make them naked because you want to get a good look and see everything that's going on so you're not missing anything or missing any potential injuries. So we do absolutely cut the pants off, cut the clothes off, but I think the whole principle of the statement is you don't want to be embarrassed by what we could potentially see.
Well, okay, so then tell me, when you're in an emergency situation like this and you're cutting somebody's clothes off, are you really paying that close attention to what is inside their underwear?
Every time.
Professionalism takes over. I absolutely do not notice whether there are
The pause for comedic timing was just perfect.
Skid marks in your underpants. Wow, we really appreciate the insight there. I guess my question then would be is there ever anybody that goes, you know what? I was going to save this sucker's life, but now since he's got dirty drawers, I'm out.
I mean, this guy clearly doesn't know how to wipe, so does he really deserve to live?
You're a big fan of corn on the cob, huh?
Jay McGuanigal weighing in 800-990-3776 saying the implication of having dirty underwear was that it made your parents look bad, like they couldn't teach the kid to wear clean underwear. That actually makes sense.
Okay.
That makes sense to why a parent might say that. Now, so I heard that your mom weighed in, and your mom weighed in,
my mom.
And your mother-in-law weighed in.
Yes. So they said it's all true.
Yeah, real quick, so I texted my mom. I prompted this. No one can ever say anything to me again about this. I prompted my mom, and I said, hey, if you have a reason, call in. Do you know what she did?
What?
She called my cell phone. I love her to death. I do, but I mean, come on.
She has the documents. Susie?
Yeah.
She texts it all the time.
We're putting it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll as well. Have you ever heard this phrase, which is what again? But again, as you can see, it's not like clear in my mind. It's a little hazy. Like, I feel like I remember hearing it, but I never understood why. And so I kind of dismissed it. Have you ever heard the phrase, wear clean underwear in case you get into an accident? It would appear from a lot of people weighing in on our ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line that they have, in fact, heard that. Pete from Cedarburg says, Chewy, I love the sneeze number two combo. Kind of like a shark. Kind of like a shark. I hate, first of all,
especially when you got the prairie dog there going on. Like, ooh, it's a dangerous game.
I hate sneezing. I hate sneezing when I'm driving. Just for that split second where your eyes close.
Sure.
To me, that feels, and look, you guys know, like me driving, I'm a very good driver, right? I follow
tremendous.
All of the rules. I never speed. I certainly don't blow stop signs. So the sneezing thing, it feels like going one step too far. Like, closing your eyes while you're driving feels like a hazard.
But it's no different than kind of like looking over your shoulder as you're merging, is it not? You're taking your eyes off for a very brief second of what's in front of you to make sure that you can merge onto the highway and see what's to the left of you.
Yes, but the only difference is at least then I'm looking at something. I'm seeing this stuff now over here instead of the stuff that's in front of me. When I'm sneezing, I'm not seeing anything.
Sure.
I'm not seeing anything. We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, but we roll on right after this. Have you guys considered Professional Construction Inc. in Waukesha for all of your construction needs yet? If you haven't, let me just take a moment to tell you about all of the great things that Professional Construction Inc. can do for you. Maybe it's a commercial project like a multifamily or an office, or maybe you're like my family, you're looking for help on a remodel project. And let me tell you, it's not just the one remodel that we got going on at our house. We got a couple things happening. We got a balcony that was pitched incorrectly. So when we had all that snow and ice melting a few weeks ago, guess where it melted? Right into our house. Folks over at PCI came over. They helped us figure it out, helped us with a dehumidifier to make sure that we didn't have any rot and mold happening inside our house. And then we also have the basement remodel that we are working towards. They are going to help us every step of the way to get our basement exactly how we want it to, and they can do the same for you. Check out their website. It's professionalconstructioninc.com. Professionalconstructioninc.com is where you can see what Mike and Michelle can do for your family or your business or your organization. Don't waste any time. Go there now. ProfessionalConstructionInc.com. ProfessionalConstructionInc.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Come on, guys. Let's think about this. Could you do 50 straight days of burgers?
That was very condescending.
Let's put our heads together.
Again, I have children. I know condescending when I hear it.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
Back here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on a Monday. Lots of stuff that went down this weekend. We have talked about this morning, beginning with Marquette. Marquette obviously losing to Michigan State this weekend, and people trying to figure out what it all means, Basil. Cry because it's over or smile because it happened? Is the season a failure? Chewy, it felt like a little bit you were leaning towards that based on what you felt like the potential for this team was.
Failure's too hard. Disappointing, yes. Because they worked themselves up to six in the country.
Yeah, number Correct. Six team in the country.
Disappointing, but I mean, it's something to build on.
100%.
You know? If they get all their guys back, I like where they're at. Live and learn. And we see what happens next year.
Judy, do you need a performance like this? Do you need a season? Again, we assume that this is an ascending program, considering how young all of these guys are and Shaka's not going anywhere. Do you need a season like this to, like, have that taste of disappointment that you never want to experience again? I'm not talking about before when, like, Marquette didn't win tournament games and people were like, oh, they're going to be one and done and all that stuff, right? There were no expectations on it. Do you need a season where you're expected to do great things and you fall short so that you can have that chip on your shoulder going forward?
I feel at the professional level, yes, but because, like, there's just so much. What Marquette has in terms of all of their rotational guys coming back next year, and they're going to add to that with what they have through recruiting, it's just so different because college, you have so much turnover. There is just so much with the transfer portal or guys going to the NBA, especially on a college basketball roster. There's so much that can change from year to year. So I think at the professional level, that's more true where you have, you know, you start building, you have that disappointment. And for this team, I think they can build something off of this and have that disappointment. And because you have everybody coming back.
So we put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll this morning. Is the season a failure for Marquette? 64% of people saying no, great season. And I think a lot of people are taking the position of something to build on. right? Mm-hmm. Progression, taking a step. You don't go from 0 to 10. You go from 0 to 3, 3 to 6, 6 to 9, 9 to 10, et cetera. Because, again, that margin, as you get closer to the top, right, closer to the apex.
My guess is they'll be ranked pretty high preseason next year, right?
Well, that's totally different mentality, right?
I would expect them to be top 10.
Because you don't have the motivation of everybody doubting you that they were able to ride and kind of gather and then use as fuel the entire season. Should Ashton Rotman have asked for a speeding ticket when he was pulled over this past weekend? Now, I love how Ashton phrased this, by the way, guys. He said, on principle, and he was left off with a warning. None of the context of how he dragged Jen.
I put on principle should noted rule follower.
It's not so much the rule following.
It's what happened though,
it's
and I was left
dragging.
On, well, there's
it's
only
the
so many characters, and I don't have that much.
Twitter, it's very.
I can't list all the different transgressions that you've done.
Since you dragged me so hard when I got off with a warning a few weeks ago when I got pulled over on the way into the show, 64% of people, of course, are saying no, he should not have to do that. When do you think the deadline for the Aaron Rodgers trade to become official should be? 54% of people are saying the NFL draft, first night of the draft. They're saying that that is the deadline that is going to spur the action. Agree with that, Gabe?
No.
It's what I want.
I mean, it's what I want.
Do I?
It's what I want, yes. Do I think that's what's going to happen? Doesn't feel like it. Because the Packers have a fallback plan. Oh, okay, we don't get a first-round pick. Oh, then we just spread out the cap hit over 2 years.
Meat Lover's Pizza in the trunk, I'm telling you. It's the Meat Lover's Pizza in the trunk. Have you ever heard the phrase, wear clean underwear in case you get into an accident? 73% of people are saying, sure have. And a lot of people are referencing a Bill Cosby comedy skit that I was not familiar with, but apparently that's one that we can...
We probably didn't mention that.
Not going to be familiar with it going forward.
Trust me, not going out of my way to look at anything Bill Cosby has done. Thanks for listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Wildy and Tosh is next on ESPN Wisconsin. I'm off until Friday. Enjoy it, guys.